New Era Classic, Live for the Future, by President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985. My dear young sisters, we are so very proud of you. We are deeply grateful that the Lord has sent to the church at this time so many choice young spirits. Surely the Lord has displayed great confidence in you by placing you on the earth at this time, when the church has so many important things to do, and when the challenges are so great. If there should be days when you may be disillusioned or discouraged, remember that our Father in heaven thought enough of you to place you here now in these momentous days of great events and great opportunities. We say to you that the Lord is delighted when you have sisters in the church who are good scriptorians. Your involvement in many church activities, in the seminary program, in the young women program, and, most importantly, in your family councils, will give you a chance to increase your familiarity with these wonderful records of the Lord's dealings with His people throughout the generations of time. On those days when earthly friends may disappoint you, remember that the Savior of all mankind has described Himself as your friend. He is your very best friend. The best way you can honor your parents is to honor our Savior, for He has said that if we love Him, we will keep His commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 29, and John chapter 14, verse 21. Be a good family member now, and you will be a better wife and mother later. You are truly youth of the noble birthright. Hymns number 255. Be true to the trust our Heavenly Father has placed in you. Remember that there will be nothing in your life's experience which is truly lovely or of good report or praiseworthy. See the 13th article of faith, which you will need to reject because you are a member of the church. But the artificial things, the things that harm the body and the soul, these you and all of us must ever reject and turn away from. Your membership in the church will multiply and enhance, beyond your fondest dreams, all the truly good and worthwhile things of life. Joy in righteousness. Remember, there is no happiness in sin. Do not let yourselves become part of the evil ways of the world. That would leave you unhappy and empty, whereas keeping the commandments will give you inner strength and peace, as well as eternal happiness and beauty of body and soul. There is a special light that goes with righteousness, and that can be yours if you keep the commandments of the Lord. By observing the commandments, you can keep faith with your future by shaping it so that it will bring happiness to you and joy to those who know and love you. If you are now dating, or even if you are not, remember when the time comes for serious courtship, that, as someone has said, courtship shows the marriage as morning shows the day. Be sure your courtship reflects the patterns you want in your eternal marriage. We love you, wonderful daughters of Zion, and say to you again, the Lord has truly blessed you by placing you upon the earth at this time. But in the midst of the here and now, don't forget to live for the then and there, for eternity. And the time will come when you will be grateful to the Lord for the challenges He has given you to overcome. I pray for you daily and leave my blessings with you, and I testify to you that God lives. He is at the helm. This is His church. Note, originally printed in the July 1980 New Era. End of note. End of the article, New Era Classic, Live for the Future, by President Spencer W. Kimball. Baking a Difference.